Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We want to welcome you this week to our midweek video. We usually release this video on Thursday morning, and I am recording early Sunday morning just because of schedules and anticipating what might be coming down the line for me this coming week. It is my first week back after spring break from school, so it's usually kind of a crazy time just trying to get reacclimated to things. So I figured I had some time now, so I'd go ahead and record this. Want to welcome you this morning to our YouTube channel here, Grace Life Bible. If you haven't already done so, if you would consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell here so that you can stay current with the church as we go live from our assembly building on Sunday morning and also creating content here midweek for your edification. I am experimenting here with a little bit of a different lighting situation. The light immediately above my head was washing things out a little bit. So I just have two lights over here and we'll see. So if anybody would give me some feedback in the comments about the lighting, I would appreciate that. I don't think lighting, though, is going to detract from the content of what I want to share with you in this video. Our featured book from now until Easter is my book, Don't Pass Over Easter, A New Defense of Easter in Acts 12:4. And we've been featuring this now for a number of weeks. As you know, Easter season is upon us here as we have now entered into the month of April. It's only about 2 weeks away. And this verse, Acts 12:4 in the King James Bible, gets a lot of attention this time of year as critics of the King James seek to call it an error, a translation error, and those sorts of things. I don't believe that. I think that the word Easter is a perfectly fine word to be used in that context. However, I do think the word, my position on it is a little bit different from some. So if you want to know, I'd ask you to consider picking it up. Easter is an interesting word there, and there's a lot of history and things surrounding that word that you're going to want to check out. Also want to remind you here about our Rumble channel here, Grace Life Bible Church on Rumble. We established this in 2021 as an alt text site for YouTube, should something happen to our YouTube ministry. And we are up to 199 subscribers, so we're almost to our mark of 200. I'm recording this on Sunday morning. Hopefully by the time this is live on the internet on Thursday, this will be at 200 plus. So we appreciate all of you who have subscribed to us on Rumble as well. So in this particular video, I want to deal with a matter that came to my attention a couple weeks ago, and that was the publication of this blog by Truth Time Radio, What Happens When You Put a History Teacher Above God's Word. Now, this, first of all, let me just be clear. I don't read Truth Time Radio's website. I don't subscribe or listen to their YouTube channel. I'm aware that obviously that the YouTube channel exists. There'd be Truth Time Radio on YouTube. I don't listen to Truth Time Radio. I don't read Truth Time Radio stuff. Somebody sent this to me with a concern, given the title, What Happens When You Put a History Teacher Above God's Word? And the person that sent this to me saw this being shared in Facebook and social media and was concerned and wanted me to be aware of what was being said. Which, you know, on the one hand, I appreciate. Sometimes I'd rather not know certain things, but whatever, it came to my attention. And I have given a lot of thought to whether or not I was going to respond to it. And if so, how would I respond? And so as I read through the information, first of all, this clearly is about me. I don't know how many history teachers there are in the greater Grace space that also have ministries. And this particular blog listener Q&A situation is most certainly about me. Now, what I have done to interact with this, and I'm going to try to keep this about the content of what is being said. I do not want to use any ad hominem attacks. I do not want to say anything personally negative about True Time Radio. I want to keep this about the nature and the substance of what has been said in this particular blog or Q&A entry. So what I have done is I have used a computer program that I have access to mark up the blog, annotate it with some information that I think is pertinent, okay? So the first thing that I want to say, again, is this is a screenshot at the top of the post, the listener post that True Time Radio is interacting. So this is done by somebody named Emerald24, where they are interacting with Truth Time Radio on this YouTube video from March 16, Wretched Radio versus Truth Time Radio, to be or not to be born again. And if we scroll down here, we can see the comment that I have screenshotted, and it is, let's see, where did it go? It is, I believe, looking for Emerald24. It's not immediately clear to me where it is. However, I have screenshotted it and posted it here to the top. So, as I want to say again, for the record, I have never left a comment upon any of TTR's videos. I've never left a comment on any of True Time Radio's videos. So, the interaction here between Truth Time Radio and this listener, Emerald24, I was not involved in any of this interaction on YouTube. This is a conversation that is put together by Truth Time Radio between them and Emerald24, not me. I had no interaction with Truth Time Radio on this particular video or any of their videos on YouTube, as I said, because I don't watch their YouTube channel, nor do I read their blog. Okay. So obviously I've already addressed this. Who is this talking about? How many history teachers are there with ministries in the greater gray space? This is clearly talking about me. Now I'm going to address the personal concern first and why it was shared with me, and then I will go back through this content. All right. This highlighted portion in yellow is the portion of this that the person that sent this to me had an issue with. This is clearly talking about me. Now, for the sake of full disclosure, I have and do disagree with True Time Radio's position on the issue of forgiveness. I am what Truth Time Radio would call a limited forgiver, a mid actor, and a light divider. Okay, and this is the section here, this highlighted section, talking in a blog title about the history teacher. He's obsessed with proving himself right, yet he does a terrible job of it. I have zero respect for the so-called history and social justice teacher that you have so much admiration for. So Admiral 24 had shared some things that I had taught in the recent past about the issue of being born again and regenerated underneath the comments on the True Time Radio video that is being discussed here. Emerald24 had shared some of this. So that's what's prompting this. Okay. I have zero respect for the so-called history and social justice teacher that you have so much admiration for. He's a blemish to the body of Christ, if he's even in it. Don't come here promoting his nonsense. No one's delusions of grandeur will be entertained here, and neither will your promotion of such. So I'm not going to comment further on this statement. It's pretty self-explanatory what Truth Time Radio was saying about me in that statement. And so I want to move on now into interacting with some of the things that were said. So in the part I want to interact with is specifically pertaining to issues related to the definition of words and what it means to be regenerated and born again, etc., and some things that Truth Time Radio said in this blog in their interaction with Emerald24. Now, the listener says, Emerald24 says, look up the definition for justification. I realize you prefer to create your own definitions for words, such as you did for regeneration, but honestly, it's okay to consult an old dictionary like Webster's 1828. So I just want to say something here. What we're going to talk about here is part of a trend that is definitely occurring in the greater grace space over the last number of years. And that is the idea that you cannot use an English dictionary to define words. In the greater conversation about issues related to forgiveness and justification, I have utilized the dictionary and looked at definitions for words like justify, et cetera, as part of my study and research of the topic. Okay. Now, what Emerald 24 is doing here is saying, look, there's nothing wrong with doing this. And let's look at, by doing this, I mean, using a dictionary, let's look at TTR's response. TTR says, no one's creating new definitions, just letting the King James say what it says. You should try it. It's unfortunate that you have an issue with that and feel you need to consult other sources, excuse me, as your final authority. But I'll entertain your irrelevant claims for a second. New birth, which is the definition of regeneration being strongly pushed lately. I'm assuming that is a tacit reference to what I have said, because this blog, as we've documented here, was published on March 20th, Sunday, March 20th, 2022. The previous Sunday, on March 13, I had taught this lesson at Grace Life Bible Church, born again or regenerated, what is the difference? And the Sunday before that, on March 6, I had taught this message here on born again or regenerated, what's the difference? So when Truth Time Radio is making this statement here about which, but I'll entertain your relevant claims for a second, new birth, which is the definition of regeneration being strongly pushed lately, and rebirth are not even the same thing. Now notice what Truth Time Radio does. New, never before. So they're defining new as never before and re as again. All right. So they're criticizing this idea. True Time Radio is criticizing this idea while offering these alternative definitions, all right? If the best I could do was claim that new and again were both the same thing, I'd probably just shut up. And I definitely would not preach entire sermons on it, but that's just me. Also, if I wanted extra biblical source for helping to define words from the 17th century text, I usually find it more appropriate to look up the available sources from the same time period, do etymological research, consult contextual usage of the word and other relevant sources, etc., instead of putting all my trust in something from 200 years after the time period, which contains obvious proven incorrect definitions of other words. But again, that's just me. So what Truth Time Radio was calling for, so understand what Truth Time Radio is doing. They're criticizing Emerald 24 for using a dictionary. Then they're offering their own definitions of new and re, and calling for a etymological research of how to define words in a 20th century text from the same time period, and doing etymological research, etc. Okay, so then that brings me over here to my interaction with this blog that I want to cover in this video. So as I've already noted, the publication of TTR's blog was on March 20th, Sunday, March 20th, two Sundays prior, on the 13th and also on the 6th of March, I had taught at Grace Life Bible Church on the subject of born again and regenerated. All right. On March 16th, is when Truth Time Radio released this video, Wretched Time Radio versus Truth Time Radio, to be or not to be born again, in which or under which the exchanges between Truth Time Radio and Emerald 24 occurred that resulted in the publication of the blog, right? So I want to comment on this part right here, right? So Truth Time Radio's comments about looking at the available sources, Truth Time Radio's comments about, quote, looking at available sources from the same time period, i.e. the 17th century, and conducting etymological research are interesting. In anticipation of the argumentation utilized here by TTR, namely that Noah Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the English Language is more than 200 years removed from 1611, I conducted the extensive etymological research that TTR is advocating for in this blog. In doing so, I consulted the following sources. So all this stuff down here about the 17th century text and etymological research, et cetera, I actually did that work. I anticipated an argument, not necessarily from Truth Time Radio, but from somebody out there in greater cyberland. that you cannot rely on Noah Webster's 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language because it's 200 years removed from the King James Bible. So in anticipation of that argument, I did the exact research that Truth Time Radio is calling for here, all right? In doing so, I consulted the following: the Oxford English Dictionary. This is the most thorough and complete dictionary on the etymology of English words. I looked at the Middle English Dictionary, which is the time period from the Norman invasion of France, the Norman invasion of England in 1066 through to about 1500, and really about William Tyndale when he starts translating in the first half of the 16th century, the Online Etymological Dictionary, and the Table Alphabetical. So in anticipation of the argument, I actually went and looked at these resources and checked them out on my own in order to prepare for this sermon here from March 13th and also the first sermon that I did on March 6th. So I went and did exactly the research here that TTR is calling for, all right? And I might add, I did the research and it was in the public space before TTR even released this video on March 16th or made their blog post on March 20. So this was already in the public space for about 2 weeks at least before True Time Radio made this blog post. So the table alphabetical is of particular importance here because it dates from 1604. So the table alphabetical is from 1604, the same year that King James authorized the translation project that produced the King James Bible. Therefore, the table alphabetical is a primary source for the meaning of English words during the exact time period when the King James Bible was being translated, 1604 to 1611. According to the table alphabetical, the words regenerate and regeneration carry the following meanings in 1604. So here's regenerate. It means born again. Regeneration means a new birth. So understand, the etymological research that TTR is calling for here reveals that their privately derived definitions are not correct. A dictionary from the time period, 1604, the same year King James authorized the translation of what would become the King James Bible, a primary source for the meaning of English words in the early 17th century, if ever there was one, says that regenerate means born again, and regeneration means a new birth. Okay. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. I have included and appended the definition. So here we can look at, here's the screenshot from the table alphabetical from 1604. Regenerate means born again. Regeneration means a new birth. Okay. Let's look also here at the Oxford English Dictionary entry. Here we have the etymology. And we can see that this is an Anglo-Norman word, Anglo-Norman and Middle French, and it means a process or fact of being spiritually reborn. That's what it etymologically means, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. And then we see the definition 1A, the action of coming or bringing into renewed existence, recreation, rebirth, restoration. This is what it means. We can look at 2A from the Oxford English Dictionary. The process or fact of being spiritually reborn, the state resulting from this. And then we could look at the Middle English Dictionary. And we could see here, regeneration is coming into Middle English out of French, like we just saw by looking at the Oxford English Dictionary. And we can see that it means spiritual regeneration. And we could also look at the Online Etymological Dictionary here. And we can see that it's from dates from the mid-14th century, so that'd be the 1300s, all right? The act of regenerating or producing anew, so regeneration anew. Think about what was said earlier. Originally spiritual, also of the resurrection from Old French, Middle French, and directly from Late Latin, a being born again. So the etymological, the history of the word research that Truth Time Radio is calling for reveals that regeneration means, that it doesn't mean what they're claiming it means in the blog or in the video here from March 16. All right. Now look at, Originally, at the Online Etymological Dictionary, originally theological, radical spiritual change in an individual accomplished by the action of God. So regeneration means to be, as we can see here, let's look at it again. It means regenerate means born again. Regeneration means a new birth. But look here, again, new, never before, not cohering with the research, okay? TTR also spoke of looking at relevant resources from the same time period, as well as consulting the contextual usage of the word from other relevant sources. One wonders if True Time Radio would consider pre-1611 English translations of the Textus Receptus, i.e. the stream of preservation held to by King James advocates, as relevant sources. As part of my research, I looked at these translations to see how they translated the Greek word in Titus 3:5. Tyndale 1526, Coverdale 1536, Matthews 1537, Great Bible 1539, Geneva Bible 1560, all had new birth in Titus 3:5. They all had new birth. And we can see up here that regeneration means what? New birth. I showed you the photographic evidence from the table alphabetical, all right? It was the Bishop's Bible, 1563, that changed new birth to regeneration, a word that means new birth, from the evidence I've showed you already. According to the table alphabetical from 1604, a 17th century primary source on the meaning of English words, if ever there was one. So we can come back down here. I want to point a few things out, okay? So we've already looked at the table alphabetical. Again, there's the photos. The Oxford English Dictionary. We looked at the Middle English Dictionary. Now, Middle English, we have spiritual regeneration. We've looked at the Online Etymological Dictionary. We could go look at, here is Wycliffe's translation. This is from the late 1380s. This is from the 1380s, folks, the Middle English period. And notice what he says, again begetting, or again birth. New birth. This is the Middle English equivalent of the phrase new birth. So as part of the exact research that True Time Radio is calling for, I went and looked at Titus 3:5 and Tyndale. Notice it says the fountain of new birth. We could look at Coverdale, the fountain of new birth. We could look at Matthews, the fountain of new birth. The Great Bible, the fountain of new birth. And we could look at the Geneva Bible, by the washing of new birth. Regenerate, new birth equals regeneration. Regeneration equals new birth by evidentiary means that I have just showed you and demonstrated to you. It's not until we get to the Bishop's Bible from 1563 that the change is made to regeneration. And we know that the King James Bible is a revision of the Bishop's Bible. And so the King James translators, they just retained regeneration, a word that means new birth. So regeneration means new birth any way you want to look at this, okay? And to go one step further, we could also look at the lexicons of early Middle English. The lexicons of early Middle English. Well, what is this? Let's read the description, brief description. The L-E-M-E searches and displays word entries from monolingual English dictionaries, bilingual lexicons, technical vocabularies, and other encyclopedic lexical works from 1480 to 1755. Now, I wonder if that would classify as what TTR is asking for here by looking at, let's go find the statement again, by looking at 17th century texts and context and other relevant sources, etc. So let's go in here and actually search the lexicons of early modern English, and let's search for the word regeneration and see what we get, all right? Let's search for regeneration and see what we get in this lexicon. Now, some of this is going to be foreign language stuff. They told you that. Let's come down here and look at 1569, Apostle Exposition of the Gospels. Regeneration or new birth is when by being washed outwardly by baptism. So I reject, obviously, the idea of baptismal regeneration, and cleanse inwardly from sin by the working of the Holy Ghost. So notice that they're saying regeneration is new birth. Now, I disagree with this source about how water baptism's role in new birth, but the word regeneration is being used to refer to a new birth according to 1569. Okay. We could go a little, we could go further into this. Okay. Here we go. A World of Words, John Flerio, 1598, regeneration, new birth, or second nativity. Here are English language resources predating the King James Bible that are showing us that regeneration means new birth. Exactly what we found when we looked at the other sources. The Oxford English Dictionary, the Middle English Dictionary, the Online Etymological Dictionary, the Table Alphabetical, they are all reporting the same information. We can go to, here's what I already showed you, Table Alphabetical, 1604, New Birth. Let's come down here and look at this. So here's a Christian Dictionary by Thomas Wilson from 1612, Regeneration. Notice what it says. New birth, after we are once born naturally, to be born again spiritually. And then look at the verse they give, Titus 3:5. Folks, the evidence is overwhelming as far as how the word regeneration was used and understood at the time that the King James Bible was translated. It is referring to a new birth. And here it is. After we were once born naturally, that would be first birth, to be born again spiritually, Titus 3:5. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, this is the way the word was understood to mean. Now we could go further. We could go further into time and we could look at, here we go, an English expositor, 1616, regeneration and new birth. Every place we look and all of these lexicographical information is going to show us the same thing. Glossopherpedia or a dictionary, regeneration, new birth. After we are once born naturally, to be born again spiritually, renovation, Titus 3:5. All right. Now, at this point, we sort of sound like a broken record, so I'm going to stop. But the evidence is overwhelming. The very evidence produced by what Truth Time Radio was calling for demonstrates that the privately derived definitions of these words are inaccurate. All right, now let's go back to, so I showed you these images. We talked about the translational history. So, the fruit of the research recommended by Truth Time Radio does not square with the distinction between new, never before, and re, again, alleged in their blog post. Likewise, in Truth Time Radio's video from March 16th, 2022, titled Wretched Radio versus Truth Time Radio, To Be or Not to Be Born Again, a confused and self-contradictory definitional distinction is presented. Here's a quote, starting at the 18-minute, 42-second mark. No need to word search. You can lay down the man-made dictionaries, and you don't need to Greek it. The Bible in English is just fine. This Bible, God's words, is its own dictionary. We simply compare scripture with scripture, sit back, and watch the dots connect. The dictionary, that is, dictionary, this and Greek that. So he's referring to, True Time Radio is referring to going to the dictionary and going to the Greek, all right? And then at regeneration, when you look, now watch, when you look at the word, notice the letter gen, regeneration, 19 minutes, 31 seconds. Gen, as in the book of Genesis. So notice what Truth Time Radio is doing. They're phonetically connecting gen with Genesis, and now they're going to make an argument about what the word means based on this. The beginning of something. Paul mentions regeneration only once and is for the purpose of being positionally identified with Christ. It does not equate to Israel's born again. In 2 Corinthians, now watch, in 2 Corinthians 5, we're told that we are a new creature, regenerated. Now, that's a That's not what they said in the blog. We are the genesis of this thing, folks. Never before done, which means we are not, again, anything. We are the first, the new. So right there, they are confusing and confounding the words in a way that is completely contrary to what the words can historically have been proven to mean. The church, the body of Christ, not the church, the body of Christ. Again, that's not what the word means. As I've shown you, going all the way back into the 1500s based upon evidentiary research. We are the, the church, the body of Christ, not the church, the body of Christ. Again, it is not as if there was a church which was his body previously and God just wanted to update it. We are the first church which is his body. Something new is first, but born again, the old is redone. That is Israel. So we, the body of Christ, cannot be born again because regeneration, according to the definitional distinction being made by Truth Time Radio, means again. Yet when they set about to define all of this, they use the words together. Okay. So let's go to the second part of this. So part two of two. Did you catch it? In the blog, Truth Time Radio insists that new and re are different, yet in the video, when speaking about the body of Christ, Truth Time Radio states in 2 Corinthians 5, we are told we are a new creature, regenerated. Truth Time Radio is redefining words contrary to the historic meanings. Regeneration was stressed in the same breath with new, while ignoring the respective documentable definitions of the words in question. So what I'm after here, put all the personal attacks aside that are made on me by Truth Time Radio, including questioning my salvation and whether or not I'm in the body of Christ, they're not presenting information here accurately. It's confused. And the very research that they're calling for demonstrates that this is... that they don't know what they're talking about. I'm sorry to say it that way when it comes to the defining of words. Now, moreover, it's important to point out that Truth Time Radio offers no documentary proof, none, scriptural or otherwise, for their proposed definitions, while at the same time mocking Emerald 24 for using Webster's 1828 dictionary. In their blog, TTR shames Emerald 24 for using, quote, man-made dictionaries, while at the same time promoting their own man-made definitions. Put another way, put down the man-made dictionary and allow TTR to privately define words for you. So this is where we're at as far as the presentation of the documentation, right? So don't use a dictionary. All you need is a Bible. We'll define the word for you. Never mind all of the evidence that we can muster here that would prove otherwise, right? Now, in a later YouTube comment in which a link to this blog was shared, Truth Time Radio told Emerald 24, quote, we are not going to promote BRs, that's me, BS, on the history of the text. So that is this image all the way at the bottom appended here. Here we can see it. Here's the link to the blog. So this was shared on March 20th. We are not going to promote BR's BS on the quote history of the text or his take on social justice. We are not the least bit concerned with his version of history. It is littered with bias at almost every turn. Now screenshot that and share it with whoever you wish. We are more than happy to stand behind what we say. So Truth Time Radio makes that statement on March 20th, sharing this blog entry that we are interacting with here with Emerald 24 under the video. So let's come back up here. So on Sunday, March 6th and March 13, 2022, I taught publicly on the subject of regeneration in Titus 3:5, at Grace Life Bible Church. That would be this message right here from March 6th And this message right here from March 13. Okay. Therefore, all of the documentation presented in this PDF was in the public space. All of the documentation, all this stuff here, the dictionary entries, the history of translation, all of this information that I've appended to this PDF. Therefore, all the documentation presented in this PDF was in the public space prior to both March 16, when this video was released by Truth Time Radio, and when the blog was released on March 20. So all the documentation, the only thing that I did not cover in my videos from March 16 and March 13 that are in this video that I'm making now is the extensive research that we have seen by looking at the early English. I'm going to get this right here. What's this thing called again? This is the Lexicons of Early Modern English. This is the only information that I did not include in these two messages from March 6 and March 13. And by the way, it all coheres exactly with the information that I did present on those two dates, all right? So therefore, all the documentation presented in this PDF was in the public space prior to both March 16 and March 20, when TTR published its YouTube video and this blog, or made the follow-up comment to Emerald 24, as seen on page 10. So that means that, well, these comments regarding my, quote, BS work on the history of the text reveal either, number one, Truth Time Radio was not serious in their blog when they advocated for, quote, etymological research and examples of 17th century word usage. Two, they attacked me publicly with full knowledge of the scope of my research. Or three, TTR was totally unaware of my work on this topic and elected to call it BS anyway. Regardless of the option one prefers, wonderment exists over whether TTR is willing to, quote, stand behind their words in the face of the very type of evidence demanded in their blog post. And then here is a documentation of the relevant timeline that I have just gone through. I taught on March 6 and March 13, TTR released their blog and then made their post and their comment. So my work is the very work that is being called for in the blog is BS when it was in the public space before Truth Time Radio released their video on March 13 or their blog or made the comment on March 20th to Emerald 24. So, folks, these are just the facts as they are. We can look at translational history before the King James Bible and see that regeneration and new birth are being used interchangeably. We can look at the dictionary information. We can look at the lexicographical information. We can look at the etymological information. We can look at all of it that Titus, when Paul is talking about it, Titus 3:5, by the washing of regeneration. Let's look at the verse. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We needed to be quickened, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. We experienced a regeneration. We experienced a new birth. We experienced a being born again of God the Holy Spirit, which is what born again means. In John 3, born again simply means to be born of the Spirit, okay? And Matthew chapter 19, verse 28, notice, and Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, say unto you that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. This is a future event for Israel when they will be born again, when that nation will receive the kingdom, that believing remnant in Israel, not the apostate nation, not the entire nation, but those individuals in Israel. John, I probably need to call this up here. John chapter 3, when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, he is talking to him about what an individual Israelite needs to do. A point that I made very clearly in my videos from March 6 and March 13. Notice, Jesus answered and said unto him, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, a man singular, he singular, cannot see the kingdom of God. So in order for an Israelite to see the kingdom of God, they have to be born again. They have to be regenerated. And there is going to be a regeneration for Israel in the future when they receive the kingdom. Well, John is talking about this in John 3, recording the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. So he says, you need to be born again. Nicodemus says, how can a man be born when he is old? He asks the obvious question, how can a guy when he's old be born again? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, Jesus doesn't correct him here and say, wait a minute, Nicodemus, you got this all wrong. No. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, singular, ye must be born again. So all of Israel needs to be born again. They need to be regenerated. They need to have a new spiritual birth. So Israel will receive that in the future, in the regeneration at their kingdom, at the establishment of their kingdom, where all individual believing Israelites who were born again, who were born of the Spirit, will be resurrected and participate in the what the scriptures call the regeneration. For us today, as members of the church, the body of Christ, we have already received as a spiritual blessing what Israel is waiting for, and that is we have been regenerated. We have been born again. We have been born of the Spirit of God by definition of what it means to be born again. So all of that is covered in much more detail in my message here from March 13. But I think we can see here that Truth Time Radio has a lot to say about things, and both in the realm of personal statements as well as in the realm of factual statements that just don't seem to be the case. And before I go, in case somebody is interested in what I actually say or think or taught about the issue of quote, social justice, I would encourage you to consider this that I will leave a link to, Critical Social Justice and Scripture. Critical Social Justice and Scripture, at where I address these issues. So I don't really have anything further to say. I think I've stated my case. I think I've provided way more than ample documentation, both of the historical usage and meaning of the words, as well as laying out exactly what transpired here and how I believe Truth Time Radio to be misrepresenting me, misrepresenting the factual situation and what was available in the public space, and demonstrating that when they made the comments to Emerald 24, both in this blog and in the quotes or comments underneath the video about the BS work on the history of the text, that they either had read it and didn't care, or are making comments about things that they are totally unaware of the scope or the totality of. So before we go, I just want to make a couple brief comments about the word regenerate as well. You can see I have here on the screen the photograph from the table alphabetical from 1604. You can see very plainly that the word regenerate is defined as born again. I've talked a lot in this video about this word regeneration being a new birth and comparing it with what Truth Time Radio had to say about that definition. But before we leave this video, I want to comment on this. Regenerate, born again, 1604. We could come back here into the lexicons of early Middle English, early modern English, and we could search for the word regenerate, which I already have done and have the results here on the screen. So you can see regenerate. And again, we're looking at occurrences and meanings of regenerate between predating 1550 and stretching all the way to 1750, which is the date range that the lexicons of early modern English search. And there's a couple things I want to point out. You could look at this and see the same type of definitional results as when we look here at born again. I'm sorry, regenerate here from the table alphabetical. If you look, I'm just going to scroll to the one that I want to show you. You can do this search on your own. Again, there'll be a link to this in the description under this video. And I want to come down here and look at this Christian dictionary from 1612. Again, 1612 is the year immediately following the publication of the King James. And if we search this, we get hits on a bunch of different things related to the word regeneration. And if we come down here, we can see that we have a very, very interesting hit when it comes to the issue of new creature. Now, table alphabetical defines it, regenerate as born again. When we come in here and we look at regenerate, 1612, a Christian dictionary. Again, this is a Christian dictionary from Thomas Wilson from 1612. And we come down here and we look at, oops, I went too far, new creature. Notice what it says. One regenerate by the Spirit, or indwelled with new qualities of righteousness and holiness, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he that is in Christ, let him be a new creature. So, new creature, there's an entry talking about regenerate under the idea of being a new creature, and then they give 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Why would they do this? They would do this because the word regenerate means to be born again. And to experience regeneration means to experience a new birth. And this is a point that I tried to make in my teaching videos from, particularly on March 13th, when I talked about this. And that is, how did anybody become a new creature? We became a new creature by the exact process identified in Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the process, by the washing of one, regeneration, and number two, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the operative member of the Godhead in this, in the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So how did you become a new creature? You became a new creature by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. You had to be regenerated and renewed in order to become a new creature. This is the mechanics of how the new creature is. So every individual person that is regenerated and renewed by the Holy Ghost is baptized by the same Holy Ghost into the body of Christ and is part of the one new man, the new creature that God is forming today in this dispensation. So all of the stuff that is said about the definitions of these words needs to really be thought about seriously, okay? And this is sort of the point that I want to end this on. Well, actually, two points. Number one, we cannot adopt a viewpoint about the King James Bible that is what I would consider or call, for lack of a better term, superstitious. And what I mean by that is this. This book is a translation of the preserved Hebrew and Greek into English. It is a revision of the Bishop's Bible, which was a translation of the preserved Greek and Hebrew into English. All right? It is a translation, means that when the King James translators did their work of revising the Bishop's Bible between 1604 and 1611, they took words, English words of established English meaning, and they use them to render into English what the text says in the underlying languages. So when they are using a word like regeneration here, they are using a word of established meaning that stretches all the way back. I've showed it going all the way back into the 1300s pretty much with all of the evidentiary things that I've shared in this video. They are using words of established meaning to render words, Hebrew and Greek words, into English. What is happening today is defenders of the AV today are now coming into the text and they are devising private definitions for words that the words cannot historically have been proven to mean just because they're in a King James Bible or just because they're trying to fit a particular theological peg into a particular hole. This to me is dangerous because this is ultimate subjectivity in the defining of words. If one can come into a text and make words like new and re mean certain specific things just because they need them to mean those things to make their theological arguments, this is ultimate subjectivity, and to me this is a dangerous slippery slope. Now, I've seen this in many places here of late, both in the blog here and in the video by Truth Time Radio that I'm commenting on, but also in other teaching, most notably when a pastor from Connecticut critiqued my book, The King James Bible in America. It was the same type of redefining of words and tactics, et cetera. And it's a dangerous slippery slope. If we are going to now allow words to mean things that they cannot historically have been proven to mean, to me this is a dangerous slippery slope that people need to strongly consider. I'm going to say one more thing, and that's this: if you're going to disagree with what I've said in the video, in this particular video, you have to essentially do two things. Number one, you have to falsify all of the objective historical evidence that I've presented in this video about the historical meaning and usage of words, the etymology of the words, the history of the text, which some think is BS apparently. As well as the lexicographical information about the historical usage of the very words in question here, regenerate and regeneration. You have to falsify all of this. You have to demonstrate how the words don't mean what these resources say they mean, the very resources and the very type of study that TTR was calling for in their video. You have to falsify all of that, and then you have to replace it with your own meaning, usage, and demonstrate how what I've said in this video is false. You not only have to demonstrate and falsify what I've said in the video is not correct, but you have to replace it now with your own positive argument and demonstration of what the word meant in the early 17th century when the translation was done. And furthermore, not only do you have to falsify and replace, but you also have to demonstrate how that is the most and the most charitable interpretation of the text and of the verses of the relevant verses within the scriptural text. So unless somebody can falsify and prove wrong all of the evidence that I've furnished in this video, then I think that we need to I think there is some rethinking of some of these things that needs to be done. Yes, Israel needed to be born again. Yes, Israel was God's firstborn, okay? And they needed to be born again, and they will be in the regeneration when they will receive their kingdom right here. They needed to be born again so that they could do what? What does the verse say? See the kingdom of God. Well, that is that being born again, that regeneration, that new birth that Israel needs will be experienced by Israel in the future when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, and all of those individual Israelites who were born of the Spirit, who were born again, will be a part of, will be resurrected and partake in the regeneration, the rebirth of Israel as a nation. Now, because of dispensational understanding of Scripture and the word rightly divided, we understand that that promise was not realized for Israel, and it lies yet in the future. However, we today, as members of the church, the body of Christ, we have been born after the Spirit. We have been born of the Spirit of God. We have the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. We have experienced a new birth. We are regenerate. We are born again in the sense that we have been born of the Spirit of God, exactly the way that that is defined here in the context of John 3, of what it means to be born again. It means to be born after the Spirit. So the church, the body of Christ, we have experienced a spiritual blessing of having been regenerated, of having experienced what Israel needs to wait for in the future. And it is mechanically this regeneration that made us a new creature, that made us who we are in Christ, that made us part of the one new man that God is forming today during this dispensation. So those are my thoughts. Before I go, I want to remind you about my featured book, Don't Pass Over Easter. If you are so inclined, if you would consider, again, subscribing and ringing the alarm bell, if you will share and leave a comment on this video, we would appreciate that as a way of getting the word out. I want to remind you all of, by the way, all of the things that I've shared in this video, I'm going to put a link in the description under this video for all of these resources for you to avail yourself of and check out on your own time. Don't take my word for anything. You need to double check what I'm saying. But the evidence that I've presented here, I think, is overwhelming about the meaning of the words regenerate and regeneration, and the fact that the words do not mean what Truth Time Radio has represented them to mean. So also want to remind you about the Grace History Project. We're rebroadcasting the Grace History Project here on this YouTube channel every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m. We'd encourage you to check that out. We're also putting all those in a playlist here. We're up to, as of this morning, about 65, I think. By the end of next week, we'll have 68 videos in this playlist available for you to check out on the Tracing the Abandonment and Resurgence of Pauline Truth from Paul to the Present. Also, my class on the King James Bible, I want you to check this out if you haven't already done so, From This Generation Forever, where we are doing a lot of work here on the history of the text. Please consider checking that out. Want to remind you about our podcast that my wife and I have. Got a little lag there for a minute. I'm sorry about that. The Just Grace It podcast with Brian and Becky Ross. Lot to consider here. Hopefully we'll have a new episode by the time this video releases. Join us at Grace Life Bible Church and reading through Paul's epistles every month for 2022. It's been a great time of edification so far for us. You can join us here as well as on our live stream. You can pick us up live every Sunday morning from the church at 9 a.m. and 10:40. And then there's these videos that are released midweek. But Sunday mornings, we're live from the church building at 9 a.m. and 10:30 Eastern Time. You can get us on YouTube, Facebook, or new this year in 2022 right here on our church website. Folks, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, if you've never acknowledged the fact that you have fallen short of the glory of God, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, and when you place faith in the finished work of Christ, his death and shed blood for you on the cross, his resurrection from the dead, he will give you eternal life as a free gift. He'll seal you into the body of Christ until the day of redemption. You will be taken out from underneath the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. You'll be regenerated. You'll be renewed. You'll become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Trust Jesus Christ today before it's everlasting too late. Thanks for your attention. See you next time.